Thank you for calling XPO. This is Kelsey. How can I help you?
Hi. I called just a little bit ago. We have a claim. Some guys brought and put our stove in, I believe, on Monday, and they cracked my countertop. The girl I talked to said to send a picture by email, and she said to send it to lastmileclaimsxto.com. And then I guess underneath it, I'm supposed to write Samsung Costco, I believe. And then it said just where to send it, and then it said CC and BCC. And I wasn't sure exactly what those meant. And then under that it said subject.
Okay, let's see. Let me try to pull up your order really quickly. Can I get the telephone number that was associated with your order?
Okay, 989-553-5411.
Okay, you said 5411?
Yeah.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Okay, and can I get you to verify the name, delivery address, and email address?
Kurt Landreth, 4891 West Northwood Circle, Cassidy, Michigan, 48726. Email is Kurt, C-U-R-T, N as in Nancy, Kim, at LandrethFamily.com.
Okay, thank you for verifying. And you were saying you didn't understand which part of it?
When I she said to send an email, so I took a picture and I went to send the email, and then it came up that it said two, so I guess that's where I was to write lastmileclaimsxto.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then under it said CC, BCC. So I didn't know what I was supposed to write there.
Okay, no, ma'am. You just put the two, and then in the subject line, you just put something there. And if it was the CC, in case you wanted to add someone else into the email.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Then when I push to send it, it comes on and saying, this is an invalid email.
Okay, let's see. And it was lastmileclaims@xpo.com?
Yes. And I keep trying, and it keeps saying this is an invalid. So.
Okay, let's see if I can try to get another email and see if that's the correct email, okay? So let me just put you on a brief hold.
Sure.